Austin in Dublin, California, that is, on Catholic Answers Live app. You're up next. Hello, Austin.
Hi. I just want to say you guys are rad, and I love Catholic Answers. Anyway,
excellent. Thank you for that.
I agree, Austin. I love Catholic Answers as well.
I agree that Carlo is rad. Go ahead.
I have three questions. My first one is on purgatory, what the church teaches about it, the purpose of it, what happens to purgatory, and who goes to purgatory.
Okay.
Please tell me that was all three. And by the way, very sneaky, Austin. Butter us up with kind words and then fit in three questions. Congratulations. I credit you, sir. So what's purgatory and what
one.
Happens?
Yeah. Purgatory, basically, Austin, is the final purification of the elect before entering into the beatific vision in the afterlife, after death. So a person dies. If that person dies with sanctifying grace, in friendship with Jesus, obviously that person can't go to hell, right? So that person is guaranteed, if I would say so in Louisiana, guaranteed, right? Guaranteed the beatific vision of heaven. But if that soul has any sort of venial sin, which is sin, guilt on the soul that's not serious enough to destroy charity in the heart, or that soul has temporal punishment due to sin, well, that defilement is going to get taken care of in this final purification. The only souls there in the final purification are saved souls, the righteous, who are on their way to heaven. There's no second chance. They're guaranteed heaven. It's not like they can eventually end up going to hell. So that's what purgatory is, and that is who is there.
Yeah.
The highway to heaven.
Yeah. It's a pit stop on the way to heaven, you might say.
No connection there to the late Michael Landon in that TV show from the 80s.
Right. Can I help you with something else, Austin?
Does that handle it, Austin?
Yeah, just a second question. Salvation, what the church teaches about salvation. I have Protestant friends telling me, oh, you Catholics have the works doctrine and stuff like that. Like, how do I address that?
Okay. All right. Very good question. We'll probably only be able to take this second question. We won't have time for the third.
We try to keep it one question per customer where possible.
But I'll address it very briefly, Austin. What you want to do is you want to try to help your Protestant friends to understand that in Catholic theology, we talk about the initial grace of salvation or justification that's totally unmerited. That is that help or that grace that God gives us to move us to conversion, to move us to faith. In Catholic theology, we'd say that grace to move us to the waters of baptism through which we are saved and are initially incorporated into Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism now saves you. St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, right around verses 11 through 12, perhaps, St. Paul talks about how we are baptized into one body, namely the body of Christ. That's what we call, Austin, that initial stage of salvation where we are initially saved. Good works have nothing to do with that initial state of salvation. Good works come into play once we are saved in the past tense, once we are incorporated into Christ and become members of his mystical body. Works come into play in order to preserve that grace we initially receive in baptism and to increase in strength that grace dwelling in the soul in order that we may persevere to the end and be saved. And the one Bible passage you want to share with your Protestant friends is James 2:24. St. James writes, we are not justified by faith alone. He says, we are justified by works and not by faith alone. And within that entire chapter of James chapter 2, James is talking about the necessity of works of love in order to animate that faith, in order for the faith to be a saving faith. For without the works of charity, that faith cannot save an individual. In fact, James likens it to a body without a spirit. Just as the body is dead without the life-animating principle, namely the soul, so too St. James says faith is dead without works of charity.
Not in a coma, not feeling well.
But dead. That's right.
All right. Austin, thanks for the kind words and your call.